It is the era of specialization and specialists, and Dr. David Prerow is an expert when it comes to moving the clocks around. He is the author of Seize the Daylight, the curious and contentious story of daylight saving time. And doctor, here's my first question to you. Why do we even do this? What's the history of all this?
Okay, well, it goes back, actually, to Benjamin Franklin had the original idea, but it was put in originally around the world in World War I to save energy and to help people make better use of daylight. You have a lot of daylight that we can use in the spring, summer, and fall, but in the winter, we don't want to move up the clocks because it makes the mornings too dark, and that's why we have to have two different periods, and there is a problem for a few days when we make the change, but we get the benefits of 8 months of daylight time and 4 months of standard time.
Didn't I hear somewhere that there are health problems in the spring, not necessarily with the fall change?
Well, for the first day or two, because a lot of people lose an hour of sleep, and a lot of that could be minimized if people just went to sleep a little earlier the few days before. It's no different then flying from Chicago to New York, you lose an hour. But when people make a time zone change, they just prepare for it better. They maybe get a little extra sleep, and it's really the same thing. So if people would go to sleep a little earlier that few days before that time change, a lot of those health problems would get minimized.
As I think I mentioned to you when we spoke last year, it takes me months and months to reset, and I drive everybody crazy because for about 6 months I say, well, the time is, but the old time is, because I maintain that my body clock doesn't get back to normal after a day or two, like my wife claims it does. Do other people have this problem? Do you know?
There are some people. I think a lot of people hardly notice the change. Some people it makes a difference for a few days, and there are some people, maybe like you, that it affects longer. But as I said, it's no different than switching time zones. And otherwise, you would have sunrise is very late. In Chicago and Illinois, you'd have sunrises around 8:30, and so most people would have to get up to work in the dark and go to school in the and send their kids to school in the dark, and that's why it's proved unpopular. It was used in the 1970s during an energy crisis, and it was very unpopular once it was put in the having daylight saving time in the winter, and so it was repealed right away because people didn't like the very dark and cold mornings of winter.
Doctor, you've researched this for many years, and you're known as the author of the definitive book on daylight saving time, world's foremost authority on all this. I know that I think it's 19 states that really think we should all just spring forward. Some places either have done away with this or don't do it at all. Should we eliminate the changes that we go through in the fall and in the spring?
Those changes may or may not happen, but they have to be states that want to change it to year-round daylight saving time would have to get approval of the federal government, which may or may not happen. But the problem is, as I said, in the 1970s when this was tried, everybody thought it would be good until it actually happened. And then when it got up every day for 4 months in the winter in a dark, cold morning, they realized that it wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm. Now, they say that for many people, the naturally earlier wake-up can be a perfect time to fit in exercise and recommit to a routine. Is that what you would advise people to do?
Oh, in the winter, but in the summer, of course, the benefit of daylight saving time is fine, and people get an extra hour in the evening after work or after school to get exercise, and so it's beneficial. In the winter, though, as I said, the big problem is the very, very dark and cold mornings. Remember, it's not only cold, it's not only dark in the morning, it's colder if you get up before sunrise. So you're in a cold January morning, and you're getting up in the pitch dark, shoveling off your car or whatever else you're doing before you go to work. So it was very unpopular, as I said.
What do you think of my idea to move the clocks back an hour every weekend, to give everybody an extra long weekend all year, every week?
Well, I think I don't know about that. A lot of people might find that the problems of changing more trouble, the inconvenience of the change more trouble than the extra hour. But of course, in the weekend, you could get up earlier or sleep later, but doing whatever you want, so you can make your own little daylight saving time if you want to.
Yeah, I guess if you did that every weekend, after a few months, there'd be major problems, wouldn't there?
Well, there could be. It's just it would be when the daylight saving was originally proposed, they wanted to do it more gradually, 20 minutes a week for rather than all at one, all 1 hour at once. It turned out that it was just too inconvenient for people to make that many changes, and so they decided the best thing would be to have the 1 hour change twice a year, and people would have to try to adjust those just around that time. But then you'd get the benefits of daylight saving time for 8 months in the winter, but the benefits of having brighter mornings 4 months for 8 months in the summer and 4 months in the winter, you'd have the brighter mornings.
There's more in the book, Seize the Daylight, the Curious and Contentious Story of Daylight Saving Time. Very interesting. Dr. David Prerow, and I will be checking in with you from time to time as I try to readjust my body, doctor.
Okay, well, I hope you do that, and I hope that everybody realizes that the daylight saving time is not just the check clock change. That's the issue. It's the 4 months of the winter that come after the clock change.
Got it. All right. We'll talk to you in the spring. Thanks, Doc.
Very good. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.